does not have enough influence in American society. And so on. You get the drift. Whereas born-again Christians who are not evangelical generally reflect the lifestyles, attitudes, and tastes of the nation as a whole, evangelicals invariably stand out from every other faith segment, including those who regularly show up at church services and events. While evangelicals are not a perfect representation of biblical standards, they are so much closer to reflecting biblical ways that they seem to have little in common with the rest of the culture. And that culture never fails to bring these differences to the attention of evangelicals. In the same way that a minuscule but determined proportion of the public, the 3% who constitute the gay population, diligently pursued national acceptance of same-sex marriage and other gay rights, so have evangelicals been the tiny but dominant segment defending and promoting a conservative interpretation of biblical values. Even though non-evangelical born-again Christians share many theological perspectives and experiences with evangelicals, they are not nearly as devoted to integrating their faith into every dimension of life or applying biblical principles within the social and political arena. In fact, while evangelicals are a solid, unified voting bloc, there is generally greater than 80% consistency in the social and political views of evangelicals, and their recent voting choices reflect similar unity. The born-again Christians who are not evangelical are divided and inconsistent in their views on matters of public policy, political party identification.